Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Maryville High School football wrapping up the regular season this evening, taking on the Lafayette Fighting Irish here at home. We're joined now in studio by head coach Matt Webb, as well as starting running back and defensive back Don Allen. Appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us this morning. Coach Webb, a seven-game winning streak rolling into senior night, and really this team has played really good football through the last few weeks especially, and now a chance to continue that on as we head toward the postseason.
Yeah, that's the focus tonight, is having a great opportunity to finish out the regular season as a home game and honoring that group of seniors and putting a wrapping on the regular season before we focus on a postseason run. But I'm really proud of the way our team has played.
Don, we look through and, man, started on the road a lot early, a lot of long road trips, but to be able to finish strong and finish at home, that has to be pretty special the way these last few weeks have gone especially.
Yeah, it is a great feeling to finish at home, especially on senior night, and it's just a great feeling to play with all my buddies one last time regular season and at home, so it's a great feeling.
You guys have piled up some big W's, especially these last few weeks. Lutheran North, number one team in Class 4, you beat them in neutral site. And then last week, I mean, that was billed as the game of the year against Savannah, and all of a sudden it's 25-0 at halftime. Take me through these last couple weeks of, Coach talked about, hey, one game at a time, getting ourselves prepared, but sometimes it's easier said than done. What especially was able to work for you guys to come out and take care of two really good teams?
Obviously the win against Lutheran North was real big, and it takes a lot of commitment. I mean, we had an extra day to get stuff ready to play because we had to play on a Saturday, but it was just film, and executing in practice to focus on it. And then obviously Savannah, we coming off a Saturday, we had to play on a Friday, and our players just know how to lock in and focus on what needs to get done. So,
and Coach, you had to be pretty pleased with that effort last week. Now, how do you keep that foot on the gas for a Lafayette team coming in this week?
Yeah, I was very pleased, and I don't think I've been around a team that really has been able to have. Kind of the maturity of a team when you have a big win like Lutheran North, and we've had big wins in the past, and sometimes that the week following you get feeling confident about yourself and like we're pretty good and that sort of thing, and the focus isn't there, and then the execution isn't there, and it was really pleased to see the, especially the way we operated the first half against Savannah and just the way we came out and to get that 25-0 lead. I just felt in all phases, it was awesome watching that first drive, watching our offense, Derek being able to complete it to different people and see how, Savannah was trying to stop us, and then, Tucker Turner running the ball, Don catching some balls, Boston catching a ball, Cole catching another ball, Wyatt, just the distribution really kind of just showed that, on offense we were going to be able to execute on the night and just to be able to continue it. And then defense, the way we came out and, we gave up a long run on the first play of the game. And then after that, with the guys have really, like Don said, getting locked in and playing, really physical and tackling well and stopping a really good running attack in Cade Chappelle, and Savannah's been really good. So I just thought our run fits are really good. And so I don't have any, doubts on keeping the gas on the brakes. These guys will be excited. I'm very happy with Don and all this group of seniors and our team on their leadership. And, we'll have a good night tonight just because they know it's important.
An experienced group that's played in a lot of big games. Of course, you're going to say your piece in practice and pregame and all that. But how much of this is player-led when you talk about just that focus of week to week? There's not a letdown in there.
100%. I say my piece, but it's 100% player-led. There's so many, coaching moments that I think get overrated. I've never been one to have kind of big rah-rah pregame speeches. When I was a player, I always thought those were overrated. They go in one ear out the other after the first play, and there's a whole football game to play. So we talk a lot about, the tradition and the culture, and it's player-driven, and these guys have applied what some of those lessons have done over the years, and that's what you see is rewarding, is seeing them apply things not only on the field but off the field and in school, and the character stuff and just type of human beings they are.
Don, we look at this team, and this is a pretty experienced, very talented, large senior class for you guys this year. Do you remember going back, whether it was through Eugene Field, Nolan in here, was just in first grade, or you go through middle school and start playing some of those games, or even maybe freshman, sophomore year, JV freshman teams, of kind of looking around thinking, we've got the chance to do something pretty special if we put the work in? Was there a time that kind of clicked and you kind of looked around and thought, there's some pretty good guys around us?
I'd say middle school, it was real fun. I mean, all of us bounced around. I remember when Delton played halfback and I was third string receiver and I was all over the place. And we were the first team in middle school to kick a PAT, and I thought that was pretty special for us. And then freshman year, it was COVID year, and we separated from green teams and white teams. White team was C team and JV, and I don't know, white team was just so much fun. I mean, Derek was at QB, and it was just all my buddies playing on a team, going around as freshmen playing all these JV teams, and we were beating most of them, and that's when I thought, we have a great team, and we have the potential to do real good in the future.
Is it – there's an expectation that comes with it, and it's if you don't put the work in, obviously that can come crashing down on you, but you put that Maryville jersey on, and you've got the block M on the helmet, just a feeling of like, we're supposed to be good at this. We're meant to be good at this. We've got to put the work in to be able to reach that point.
It's a tradition. It really is, and the older guys ahead of us have really, really paved the path for us, and it's a drive to want to continue that tradition and keep the program alive. And I really think it's special that our seniors are taking that into account and they're putting their best foot forward.
Talking Maryville High School football with head coach Matt Webb and running back, defensive back Don Allen. Don, a chance to go 6-0 in the MEC for the first time since 2019 with Lafayette in town tonight. Obviously, getting the conference titles a big part of it, but going undefeated through a pretty tough conference is pretty impressive too.
Yep, and I'm pretty proud of my boys about that. I mean, first week we started off on the wrong foot, and we all knew how to respond, and we all knew the expectation, and we went 5-0, and we're looking for our sixth win tonight in the MEC and in the regular season off on a great note.
The final regular season home game, but you've got more to come after this. It's senior night, obviously, and so there's some things that go along with that, of course, with the pregame and whatnot. Does it feel like this is a really big one because it's the final regular season, or knowing districts still go through Maryville and the potential for more after that, that it doesn't quite hold the same meaning as maybe some other places?
I mean, it's a big night. It always is on senior night, and it doesn't matter who we play. The crowd's there, and everyone's there. The energy's there, and that's what makes it so special.
Coach, we have Don Allen across the way from you here, a guy that's awfully talented. He can carry the football, catch it, pretty good on the defensive side too. It feels like once he gets going, kind of plays with his hair on fire.
Yeah, you bet. Don's a great example of somebody that plays with 100% effort and energy. He's very contagious, I like to say, on defense. He's really, just really gotten himself and worked and listened to coaching and to be a really good corner. And sometimes at corner, those guys are viewed as he's like, oh, they just go out there and cover the guys when they pass, and if we give up a pass, well, that's the corner's fault, and that's not how good team defenses play. We talk about run fits a lot, and Don is really a physical corner. When I talk about physical, you can see him coming and kind of setting the edge a lot of times on when an offense is trying to run the ball outside, and what he does is crucial to kind of keep the ball from getting outside and allow his teammates to run fit from the inside out. And then when he gets the ball on offense, he can be electric. He gets the ball in a lot of different ways. Coach Houghton uses him at slot receiver, at tailback some. He's in the backfield in our other formations and kind of runs our Z back and in our 100, 200 stuff. So very versatile and just an example of somebody, I think, in Maryville that's how we use a lot of our players. And he does a great job and has grown up in a system that he's been very successful in.
We've seen some of these games. I feel like offensively the Chillicothe game stands out a lot. You had a lot of tackles in that game, but also flying around the field against Lutheran North too. Are there certain games, once you get in the zone, that you just kind of feel it? You're like, I'm kind of rolling tonight.
Yeah, I would say Chillicothe was a big one. I'd say once I scored that first touchdown, it was just go, go, go from there. And then for Savannah, it was more of a defensive thing. It was just that you get that first big hit on a kid, and it's just go time from there. You just gotta trust yourself that you're gonna go make the tackle, and you just can't be scared to go make the tackle. So,
is there a certain point whenever Derek looks around the huddle and he gets a certain look in your eye or Delton or White or whoever that he kind of just all right, you're going to be open. I'll put the jump ball even if you're covered. He just kind of knows you're coming down with it.
Yeah, he kind of does give the side eye, or he'll go with what Houchin says with what he wants to run with routes, or he'll give you a little audible. Like if I'm supposed to run an out route, he'll go, yeah, run a little chair route or get on top or something, because he says see something on the defense, and that really gets you pumped up because you just start running your routes 1,000% because you know he's going to throw it to you. So,
would you rather blow a receiver up or be the one catching that ball and take it for a touchdown?
I'd rather blow it.
It's good that you don't know, because that means you like doing them both.
Yeah, I like blocking more.
Blocking,
being honest.
Yeah, all right. Coach Webb, when you kind of look around the room and you see these seniors and you see this group with Don and mentioned all the other guys around him too, it's a pretty good problem to have of trying to figure out, like, all right, how are we going to distribute the football tonight?
Yeah, you bet. That whole group, and especially our skill positions, like you said, it's a good problem to have, and we certainly use those guys as best we can. And I think that what it does is it just stresses our opponents in a lot of different ways, and you can see it. You can see it in film and see how people are trying to attack us on both sides of the ball with what are these, especially these senior skill positions, you know, what they bring to the game.
Senior night tonight at 7 o'clock against Lafayette. Coach Webb, Don, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and senior Don Allen with us in studio. The Spoofhounds and Fighting Irish play at 7 o'clock tonight, pregame at 6:30 on KXEV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.